If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Studios indeed. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. So in this episode, I had the Trippy Gang in the studio to talk about all sorts of cool shit going down in their musical world and otherwise, and all kind of, all sorts of other shit. And this was a shorter talk, so this will be a quick listen for you. And I expect every single one of you that can hear this to go and subscribe to them on YouTube. And to find their YouTube page, all you have to do is type in Trippy Gang GTOD in the YouTube, and that will get you right there. And also, if you go to the YouTube video of this episode, in the description there are links to the YouTube channel and the SoundCloud page where you can follow them, and I expect all of you to do that. So please do that. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com, go to the YouTube channel and click subscribe and share all the shit. If you want to follow on all the social media, you guys know what the fuck it is by now. If you don't know what it is by now, then what the fuck are we doing here, really? I mean, this has been a long time, hasn't it? We've been doing this thing for a while. We've been at it for a really long fucking time. If you haven't figured it out now, well, see, I'm not that mean. Aren't you glad I'm not that really that rude? I will tell you, it's Kelsey Hudgens. You guys know my fucking name. Are you serious? You thought we were playing? I'm just kidding. At Yonder Wizard on Instagram. Go and follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me all over the fucking place if you want to hear crazy shit. In case of a zombie apocalypse, I think I'll only need one bullet. I tell that joke and not many people laugh. It's a little dark and demented. I don't really fucking care. So anyway, I don't think I got anything else for you. I'm going to be doing an episode coming up here soon with the Voices of Misery podcast cast. And that should be going up pretty soon. But by the time you hear this, you'll already probably have both of them up, because I'll probably be going up at the same time. So anyway, all right, guys, without further ado, I'm going to give you guys episode number 172 of the MI Stuff podcast featuring the Trippy Gang, Trippy Truth, Little Big Bruh, and Trippy Vinny. Enjoy, motherfuckers. That's right. Well, now we got the audio folks who don't get to hear that first couple of minutes of the video shit, so you're just going to have to go to YouTube and subscribe to Kelsey Hudgens to hear the extra content before you get started on episodes.
Why are you not subscribed already is the question.
Honestly, though.
It should be the first thing you do.
That's right.
So you should wake up and subscribe.
Yeah. And we got a Trippy Gang here with us. And so that the good people of the MI Stuff podcast world can remember who you are, introduce yourselves to them once again.
Me start first?
Yeah, I went first last time.
All right. My name is Trippy Vinny, Trippy Gang, you already know, from Paulie's Island, South Carolina.
And we all from the same place.
Same place.
Hello, Big Bruh, already know.
Same place.
It's Trippy Truth, TruthCCU52, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Social.
You know? Yeah, bro.
Let's put it out there. Yeah, man. Put out the gang page while we out there, man.
Like I said, I don't know none of the gang shit, bro.
Let's see here.
We're on audio, though.
So I'm not going to do something about it.
Exactly. So, I mean.
We on both. We're on both.
Okay. But I'm talking about audio. They don't know how to structure the YouTube. They wouldn't know the social media, would they?
Maybe. I'll tell you what I can do is. Do the Instagram Trippy IPPYGANG
GTOD
GTOD underscore, right?
Yes, sir. Just like that.
And I'll do a check on that. And
shout out to Diddy Houston while we at it.
Honestly,
man. Thank you, man.
Shout out. He was supposed to be here.
Yeah. And my boy Dion.
Yeah, and that might have been
Dusty Niggas for Life.
That might have been mostly my fault too, just for having you guys be here at 6:45 instead of 7.
Oh, nah, you good, bro.
Where is that coming from?
It's not me this time, I promise. Hey, high key, I'm a little cold though. Can I run out to the car and get a different shirt?
Being a little I'm not even gonna call you that on camera.
But you know, if he was off camera, he would have called you just now.
Yeah,
you know.
So I was about to roast his ass.
Oh, okay. Right.
See, this is a podcast, man. This is Wild Wild West. You want to do whatever you got to do, right? This is the Wild West of the internet. This is the only place where you can't be, you know, where people can't come down on you for saying shit or whatever. You know, this is the only place where there's no rules, right?
I'm looking at you. Hey, I was about to get it, man. I'm on it now. You know, I'm the instigator of it. You know, come on now.
Yo.
Oh,
the main trash talker ain't even here right now, bro.
Come on, Hope. He got to be the main trash talker
already. So, what's new in the Trippy Gang world? What's going on? What's coming out? What's happening? What's the word?
Videos, you know, taking trips, all of that. Man. Just got back from Texas.
I just got out from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
If I had everything on a list, it'd be a long list.
You know, well, I just got a whole lot of music that I'm planning on dropping. That's why I was trying to get to the stew while it's done.
We got Steel tomorrow night, man. Yeah. Tomorrow night we got. All right, well, projects-wise, I'm working on a project. Matt's always working on a project.
Always.
Donovan's working on a project. Diddy. Quan got songs he needs to record. We got GTO. We want to start working on GTOD2 soon, and that's gonna be something huge. You want to try to expand a little bit more on that one, because the first one we had a lot of ourselves on it. You know what I mean? So instead of having a lot of ourselves this time, we want to have a lot of other people. Ooh. I'm gonna fix this right now. Yep, fixed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was bothering the fuck out of me.
I got it. I understand, okay. Bro. Nah, GTOD2 is what we want to focus on, really. It's like, well, GTOD1 came out, damn,
almost 5 years ago.
What? Jesus Christ.
Halloween will be five years,
I think, yeah. GTOD1 came out about 5 years ago, and we haven't done a GTOD2 since.
Hell yeah.
So we just figured it's got to get done. And GTOD1 was a tape with all of us on it. You know what I mean? It was just like a collaborative tape of all of us and different songs and then all bunched together, you know? And it was only us. Like, it was only me, Quan, Matt, and Donnie. It was only us on it. But on the next one, we want to go a little bit further with it, like expand a little bit more, get a little bit more people on it, maybe. Like, we got new members now that they do a little bit more rapping than they used to, so we want to get them on it, you know? So hopefully this will be the bigger statement, you know, that needed to be made, you know? So that's what we're looking forward to. But other than that, it's just more and more music. More and more music, more and more moving.
Still staying positive with the message, obviously.
Always. Good vibes. What's our YouTube thing? It's good vibes of Trippy Times.
So yeah, bro. That's going to be one of my next tattoos.
Mm-hmm. This man's getting addicted to tattoos.
Well, I'm not getting. I am. Mm-hmm. I am. I definitely am. I've definitely gotten to the point of being addicted to tattoos, but it's okay.
So. Dude, I got my first one at Daytona Beach Bike Week when I was 16 years old, and it was this one.
That's an experience.
Oh, yeah. And I was just picking off of a wall. I was like, I'll take that. You know, and then the same thing, I wore my leg, same thing, and I just picked it off the fucking wall, didn't mean nothing. And I was on a cruise and I saw this guy that had Texas on his arm.
Damn.
And I was like, bro, why you got Texas on your arm for? He's like, well, I'll always be from Texas. And I was like,
yo. That's, you know, such a Texan answer, though. Like,
well, I'll always be from Texas. And I was like, you know, my dumbass 19-year-old brain was like, yeah, well, I'm always be from South Carolina, too. You know, so I'm getting get this South fucking...
It's Palmetto tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
Just right, and I got my last tattoo when I was 19.
A lot of people end up hating where you come from, bro. So just imagine that. You hate South Carolina and that shit.
It's just all in your heart. Every time you wake up in the morning, you see that shit. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
You don't even see him after a while, man. You don't even notice.
Oh, yeah, bro. I already forget about this shit.
I see every day, bro. It's the only one I got.
I mean, I'm just dark as shit.
I'm just dark as shit.
Damn, bro. I got like nine.
I be smoking too much, so like every time I like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm called seeing, up.
I just be in that, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I don't know. I would take them away if I could, just because they were bad. I wish I would have like put more thought into what I got, instead of just like, I want a tattoo and I don't, and I'm gonna go like just pick one like it like this it's is, a fucking this pencil is, out of a drawer or something.
This is so weird. We had the same conversation with, the other day with your mom and
your grandma. My brother does all my tattoos, man.
The same actually. Conversation about tattooing
my older brother
and your grandpa.
Shout out Ray Sean, man. Instagram, Ty the Kid. I think that's still his
name. We were at your grandma and grandpa's house the other day, bro. We had the same conversation about tattoos, about getting it, about meaning instead of
Oh, yeah. All my shit's going to mean that's something. Trust and believe.
Like, he had the same conversation, yeah.
Yeah, no, all of my shit's...
Yeah, I always told myself that I was going to get, like, only, like, stuff that means shit. Like, if somebody passes away or, like, a family member or something like that. Like, that's the only way I'm getting a tattoo. Other than that, I'm not putting myself through pain for no reason. Fuck that.
Shit, I like that shit.
I understand where you're coming from, though. You're like, you know what? I want a tat. Fuck it. I'm going to get a tat. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's cool to have that mindset sometimes, too. You know what I mean? But...
See, now I'm like, I don't know, man. I might go back and get, like, I don't know, like a Harry Potter or something one day, man. Like,
bro,
just like,
fuck yeah, dude.
Make sure there's some meaning behind it, man.
Get those covered up with something that means something, bro.
Yeah, you could do that, yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could.
Just make sure you're kind of drunk before you go, because it kind of hurts.
Nah, fuck that, bro.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good.
As long as you ain't no bitch, you good.
Yeah, I guess I'm good.
Yeah.
You did good,
bro. The guy that was getting the tattoo, when I was getting this one done, 16 years old, sitting there just taking that shit like a fucking man, and this dude sitting next to me getting another tattoo done was like losing his mind. And dude, there was a bar across the street that kept walking him across Long Island iced teas.
Oh my
kept
God.
Running him a tab up, bringing him Long Island iced teas like every half hour.
That's crazy.
Get that money.
That's crazy.
That jug.
Yeah.
Nah, this was my first one. That shit hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie either, bro. I did not know the hand was like the worst place to get tattooed.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I got it done.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was gonna be the easiest.
Oh, yeah. This will hurt like a bitch, too. My microphone. Only up here, though. Right in here.
Yeah, anywhere where it's like there's not a lot of like fat between skin and muscle.
Yeah.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah, nah, that shit hurt like a motherfucker, but the rest of that shit wasn't nothing. So.
But yeah, man. So y'all went out to Texas. What'd y'all get done in Texas?
Yeah,
we got some work.
Shot a video there, man. Yeah. Oh, these guys. We haven't even put it out yet. That's up to them.
Yeah, but nah, that shit.
We actually this is a good perfect time. We actually are gonna put out this video that we shot in Texas when we get 100 subscribers on YouTube. So if y'all wanna,
we need
like 50 more subscribers to get 100 subscribers. And YouTube's only been up for like what, like 3, 4, 5 months. Six months.
But yeah, y'all, please go do that, because we
Trippy really Gang do. GTOD. When you type in Trippy Gang GTOD, it'll take you straight to the YouTube page, and it'll take you straight to the subscribe.
Yes, subscribe to that shit, because me and Vincent are itching to drop that shit.
And the video is amazing.
That shit is dope.
Shot by Shelly Nix. Shout out to Shelly.
Yeah, Shelly Nix TV.
And you don't have far to go. You're only halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this.
It's a great video, I'm telling you. It's one of the best videos.
That.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best videos that I've
seen.
Oh,
yeah. It's definitely like that one and Cloudy, the one we just dropped. Yeah. Everybody go check that shit out, too. Yeah. That was another one me and Vincent did.
Man.
I just put the link in the description of this video.
We even have like old videos, like, you know,
man,
music videos that I made with my phone, dude. Like, you know, bad quality.
Anything, yeah, everything's up there, man. And our boy, shout out to our boy Spencer Designs.
Oh yeah, Spencer Nelson.
Man. He's been doing some good work out there for us. He's been putting up. That's the boy right there. Shout out to him for sure. He's been putting up audio videos, so we have like music you can just like have a visual to and just listen to if you want to do that, you know. So that's dope.
Hell yeah, man. That's one big deal about like marketing and shit like that, like building your name. I don't want to say your brand, because that's such an outdated term, but that's in a way that's what it is.
Good to have one.
It is.
Your name is your brand in a way, you know.
Yeah.
You got to promote what you do and where you are.
My brother's pushing t-shirts right now with his brand, man.
Dude, and I mean, YouTube is a huge way of doing that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Ever since it came on the scene, man, it's just made so many people into who they are now. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, for sure.
Crazy, like crazy, crazy success.
It really has.
Like, you know who PewDiePie is? Everybody knows who PewDiePie is. Like the guy has made almost half a million, like $50 million off of YouTube.
I always hear PewDiePie, but I don't know anything about it.
He's a one person. He used to do like gaming and stuff like that. Like just putting it up on YouTube, he has so many subscribers and gets so many views like daily, like his vlogs and stuff like that.
I do know that motherfucker that shot up the synagogue or the mosque in like New Zealand says, "Remember, subscribe to PewDiePie, lads."
Yeah.
And then he walked in there with a motherfucking, that was awful. Did you watch that shit?
I heard about it.
That was bad.
I heard about it. Yeah.
Not good.
I wish I
would have not seen that.
Yeah,
but I got one of those friends that'll send you shit that you're not. You just don't need to see it. Like, you'll get a video, for like a live leak link. And it's like, you know, this is not going to be good.
Yeah. You're going to watch it anyway.
Oh, shit.
You're watching it anyway.
Oh, what's up, Kevin? I see you in there.
How you doing, Kev?
Let me actually get this pop out shit.
Someone in the comments said that we should listen to ourselves for acoustical purposes, bro. But we already do that, yo. Like, go back and listen to our old music and stuff like that. Like,
I read that.
But, like, I appreciate the comment, bro. Like, I peeped that early. I just didn't say anything.
Acoustical purposes.
Well, yeah. But, like, you know, just to, like, you know. To hear how we sound.
Yeah.
And, like, how, you know, things we should probably do different and stuff like that.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? It's funny. I actually had that happen to me recently too. Like I was just, cause I'll record everything myself and I'm like, I'll get it as good as I think it is. Right. I'll get it as good as I think it needs to be.
Right.
And then
put it out
and then release it.
Right.
And I had somebody who I respect tell me, "Hey man, you might want to give those things a little bit more of a listen just because it might, like, there might be things that you missed." Right. And I don't know. He was right. And I'm actually going to, tomorrow, I'm going to be going to a buddy of mine in North Myrtle Beach, got a studio to actually re-record everything so that I don't have to worry about it
right
anymore. But I don't know. Like, that's, I see it now. I will say, I mean, that's a good thing. But if you are doing that, then yeah.
And then also some of our music that we put out is not all mixed and mastered at the same places. Like,
yeah,
there's a song on our YouTube called "The Layover," and me and Matt recorded it ourselves. But we felt like at the time, like, there was a lot of people like passing away in our area that we knew.
Yeah,
it was just like, we'll just put it out, you know what I mean? Because it's a song we just need to be heard, you know. And a lot of times, like, I know a lot of people like concentrate on how like the music sounds, you know what I mean, or like the editing and like the mixing of it, but we want people to focus more on the lyrics, you know what I mean, and what we're saying. So if you're focused on what we're saying and what is the meaning of the song is, you wouldn't like care about, you know, much of the, you know, basically, because it would be such a powerful impact, you know what I mean, or such a good word to you, you know what I mean. You're like, well, damn, I don't even I care about how it sounds now because it already hits me so well, you know. So I relate to it so good that I can just listen to it again, no matter how it sounds, you know.
Oh yeah,
We also do. Don't get me wrong. We want it to sound good, no matter what. But we want to have to. We want to be able to get to a point where people are listening more to our words than what, you know what I mean. So that's the also some of the reason why we do stuff like that.
And I mean, you wanted to sound like you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing. Yeah, like, you wanted to sound like you. And I realized I went through this with my electric guitar playing. Somebody made some comments about my electric guitar playing, you know, I could change a few things. And I was just like, I bought all this new stuff. And I was like, I started tweaking it around. And once I got my sound out of the pedal that I bought when I wasn't using my amp anymore, the pedal sounded just like my amp did. And I realized, you know, this is just my sound. That's just, maybe it's not for everybody. It's just my sound.
Yeah.
But, about that. You know, Clemson, my sister got me this for Christmas a couple years ago.
These shits are pretty fucking dark, bro.
Yeah.
But with the lights, bro, you know, it kind of fits.
Yeah. So you feeling yourself right now?
Nah,
he's feeling
But nah, man.
It's dope, man. I like these lights.
But yeah, it's always good to crunch that shit over and over.
But
and,
hey, we always appreciate criticism, so don't shy away from giving us that.
Well, constructive criticism. Fuck criticism. But like, if it's,
we always appreciate that, though. Yeah, whatever to make us better, we always appreciate.
But no, that somebody said that to me the other day. Like, you know, there may just be things, because I'm listening to them on headphones on my computer, and then somebody takes them and gets them in their car, and they're like, "Man, I, you know, my speakers were like
like there's a lot of like too much lows in a bad spot in one of the songs, and like my speakers were like
dumping,
not a good way, you know, like like it was taking attention away from the song,
right,
in a way, and that's right. The way he told me, he was like, man, it's like, I'm not any nothing negative about your song at all. He was like, you're just there's just some. Like audibly unpleasing tones in some of the things that, I'll be perfectly honest, just because I'm not listening to those things if I don't want to. If I'm listening to just the words, which I usually do with my music, I'm just making sure the vocals are good, making sure all that shit's good, and then I'm not listening to, I'm not really listening to the other parts of it as much.
True.
Yep. But that's just my shit. I'm gonna be going to the fuck studio tomorrow and getting some more shit done.
Hey, you got studio tomorrow too, man?
Yep.
That's right.
We're doing that shit tomorrow.
I'm gonna try to see if I can get out there, man.
That's the goal, man. We got we gotta record how many songs tomorrow? But we got like 3-4 hours.
As many as we can.
True.
I don't think we actually set, like, I definitely gotta put my verse down to mood.
Yeah,
that's the first and foremost. When we walk in the door, that's
what
we're
doing. I should drop that soon, honestly.
Yeah, you should. You really should. But
yeah, we got down there and made a song like first thing in the morning in Texas. Yeah. Sleeping, bro, wasn't it?
Morning's a good time to record,
honestly.
And then, well, we had a little setup in Texas.
Yeah, you got like, a little, you know,
like
up
a little
there.
Nice,
like a little area recording, a room actually, studio. So I brought my laptop because it was out of commission at the time,
which is frustrating as fuck. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's a whole nother section. So, but
what you got? Why is it frustrating?
Oh, his laptop, bro. All
right,
we had a lot of music on that.
Bro, yeah, okay. So I had a solid maybe 3 mixtapes done.
And then we had extra songs.
Plus, and then just plus like that, extra like, songs extra, and then a few songs. Things that I still needed to mix down and shit. But, and yeah, and so I just lost all that shit. And then it's just completely fucked up like my creative process, because the way my creative process has gotten, basically what I do is I'll sit there and I'll listen to what I'm writing to or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if I get stuck, I'll just go ahead and lay that part down. And then go back to it, listen to that, and then that'll help me pick up where I left off. And I don't know, it's just, like I said, it's my creative process.
Yeah.
So it's like, not being able to do that, because I can't actually record right now, because I don't have a computer, because that shit is... Fuck Dell. That's what I'm gonna say. Sorry, but fuck Dell.
Yeah. Like that.
I'm not gonna go so far to say anything like fuck Windows.
But yeah.
But I think you see a lot of Apple sitting around this joint.
It's fucked up my creative process and how I make music, and it's just been kind of frustrating. And, you know, I've been dealing with a whole lot of other shit aside from that, so it's been...
Life.
Yeah.
You feel like you said it.
Yeah. So, but...
Life does that, man.
Yeah.
It does, but, you know, it's mainly frustrating because of all the shit that I... Because what I was initially trying to do this year was drop a mixtape every month, and then in December I was going to drop an album.
Yeah.
And...
It's been successful until this ninth month, I think.
I think it was July. I don't think I got anything down or dropped in July.
I think you're right.
I had it all the way up to July. And like I said, I had shit done.
Yeah.
I just lost it all when I lost my computer. And so, yeah, it's been a little frustrating, but... It is all going to be coming at some point.
We regardless. Actually going to bounce back, man. We're going to record tonight and tomorrow. So
yeah. So I mean, it's like I said, it's going
to. Oh, you got your laptop and shit.
Yeah. It's gonna all come at some point. I just don't know exactly when. But bro, I have, like he said, I'm always working on a project. I have a solid at least 10 projects in my head that I want to do.
Bro, and that's good shit. I consider me.
You gotta keep working.
I consider me as a consistent worker, but I'm trying to be like him. Like, yeah, I'm trying to be like that, man. Like,
tribute truth drop.
And honestly, that might
all the time.
It might be us like not promoting as well. Like, but I feel like that he should be more heard too because he doesn't have as much of an audience. So I feel like, but for as much as he produces and how he produces it, like it's like it's crazy. If you ask me, it's insane. Like, what superstar work ethic?
Yeah, he be grinding,
crazy ethic.
You gotta appreciate it. You gotta keep that. You have to keep that. You know what? I was. Somebody said something to me the other day in a Facebook message, and I was like, I don't even know how to respond to this thing. And I was like, I'll try to live up to that. I was like, that, I'll try to live up to that that you think of me,
right?
And for something about that whole interaction just reminded me of that. But you were saying in your creative process you like to you'll record something and then walk away and then come back later. Do you have a problem with meeting up the same flow that you had in the first time when you record it to the next time when you go back, or does it sound blended well? Because I have and the only reason I asked that is because I have a problem with that when I like sing something and then go back and try to sing it later. I have to do it like 3 or 4 times to get it to sound like it matches.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on, like, you know, I'd say sometimes, yeah. I mean, it definitely depends on the flow that I'm using at that point. But, and I've heard Vincent say it before, like, I pride myself on, like, really being able to, like, just kind of switch up my flow at any point that I want to.
Yeah.
Throughout a verse. And, like if you go and listen to my music.
You want
to, like,
be monotone, man. Like, you going, that's how you lose them, bro.
Keep that
same sound throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's like, you go listen to my shit, like, I'll hit, like, 4 different flows in one verse.
Crazy.
Like, it's... and, like, it's not even that I mean to do it that way. It's just how it happens. But I mean,
it might be working too much.
You know, sometimes
he's creative. Right?
Sometimes, I would say
all of us kind of
honestly. Yeah.
It gets to, you know, where it is kind of hard to
that block,
you know,
bro,
bring it back. But I mean, nah, for the most part, even if I can't catch it, I'll just switch it up.
I feel like it helps when you walk away. You know what I mean? Because I'm like kind of a mixed recorder. Like I write a lot. I write almost all the time. I write, but like, if I'm, like, in a setting, like, in our own recording studio, you know what I mean? If I'm in, like, that kind of setting, I'll freestyle, you know what I mean? I'll hum a melody or something like that, and I'll write to the melody that I hum, you know what I mean? And then put words to it, or I'll
dab it
back and back
it,
away from it, you know what I mean? And then I'll come in, like, a different way, you know? But I feel like stepping away and giving that, like, that listen through and that thought process, it brings you to, like, a better point to spit what you want to say, what you want to say, you know what I mean? Or it lets you say what you want to say better than you think that you would have done. You know what I mean? If you just keep constantly going, you know,
I've been there before too. Like you have to walk away from it to just, I don't know, just let it, cause you'll start to hate it.
Exactly.
You'll start to hate what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And as hard as that is to say,
it starts to get boring, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you
when it stops
you never,
sounding good, it stops feeling cool.
Exactly.
And
exactly. And like with me, it's like I don't wanna how I am. I don't wanna never lose a feeling. The feeling that a track has, you know what I mean? I wanna keep the same feeling to it.
Yeah.
But I wanna give a different dynamics to it. You know what I mean? I don't wanna have the same dynamic to it the whole time. I always wanna be versatile with
the
movement throughout it, you know. I feel like all of us like that, though. Like, it's not just me. Like, we always got something different to say anytime in the moment. This motherfucker says, I grab the pussy like the president.
All the lines.
Who the fuck?
Everything.
That's the one, bro. That's the one that just stands out to me the most. I grab the pussy like the president. Who the fuck is gonna say that, bro? Ain't nobody's gonna say that in a song but this motherfucker, bro. And a love song. And a love song now. It's a love song.
I mean,
I got
your definition of love.
Well, it's a slim definition, though. I guess.
Yeah,
so it's some type of love.
It's about smoking weed, man, with a chick, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
it's that time.
Vibing.
it's that time. But that's the kind. But think about it. That's the kind of vibes we give off, though. We're the trippy gang, you know. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't come up. We don't come at it controversially. You know what I mean? We come at it like, hey, we're chilling, smoking with a female. She feels me. I feel her. Here we go.
You gonna let me, right?
You gonna let me, right? Exactly.
later. We got gas all in
there. See, that's the thing, man. At least you throw in the consent right there. Right. You don't let me, right?
Yeah, I asked for it.
It's like, man, can I get this? Yeah, can I get you to sign this?
Smoked up all my weed.
What you trying to do?
Hey, look. Right? No. Bye.
Oh man, it's so crazy. Not crazy that you have to do that, but it's crazy that it's such a. You have to worry about that stuff now, right?
Yeah.
That you have to take that into account. I mean, a lot of people do. I know that there's a lot of women who've experienced shit that like bad
but
shit,
but a lot of us have. A girl can at least like say, okay, I'm gonna come over and smoke all your weed. Okay, I'm not gonna have sex with you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, at least my expectations are already low.
Right, like, it's already there. Right, yeah. So it's not like I'm gonna go over here and I say nothing to this man.
Company, man. You know, you can come through. I don't even care.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I guess what I mean to say is like that any like where it used to be, if you knew a girl was coming over to smoke with you and hang out with you, you knew what that meant.
Right.
But now it's not the case anymore.
As soon as that blunt's gone, bro, like they can be like, yo, I gotta go.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't tell me you had to go somewhere before you came?
Right. Like, I would have smoked this shit to the dome.
But hey, it's okay though.
Cause I got more weed in the stash.
By the way, girls, if you're pulling that ain't cool. Just coming over trying to smoke that shit.
Really? Get a job.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not. Get a job.
I love you, ladies.
Oh, look, listen. We love all the ladies that are fair.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
And listen. That's LL. Fair. That's fair. Do you know to love all ladies that are fair is fair.
If you think about it. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
No.
So kind y'all are going to the. You said y'all going to the studio tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you now. Jim you have City. At least a list, old brother DC Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a list of shit that you're gonna get done when you get there?
I
got some stuff in my phone that I want to record, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a few things
that we want to do, but not anything. The only thing that I'm dead set like needs to be done tomorrow is this verse for a song he has called Mood.
Yeah,
I actually recorded it at my spot and sent it over, but DC never received it. So, and then, lo and behold, he got fucking lost. But anyways, I'm going to go, whenever we get there, that's the first thing that's happening, because all that needs to happen is just my verse on that. So
yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead and knock that out real quick. But that, to me, I mean, I have some things that I would like to do, but other than
it'll be a good idea to get an actual set of what you want to get done. That way, when you get there, you're not paying for time to think about what you're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
True.
And we will. I still haven't seen Diddy. I just got here.
Yeah.
You know, last night.
We got to see Donovan too.
Yeah, tonight. I still
we're actually going to stay. We're going to stay with him tonight. And,
what's up, Diddy? Sorry I made him get here early.
But actually, we have songs that we recorded in Texas too. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, you have like 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 of those. But.
Now, is Daryl going to master those?
Yeah, we could ask him to do those too for us. So, but we also have songs that we want to do in Texas that we didn't do in Texas. You know what I mean? So, it's just like. Right now we're gonna record tonight, like I said too. So we have like our own little set. You know what I mean? We can record some stuff.
Yeah.
And really, what we can do is we can pick the songs that we want to do most.
Right.
And take them there. You know what I mean? And just do it there while we're there. You know, or we can just keep it for, or we can just come up with a plan while we're recording something like that. We'll figure it out. You know, it's gonna be a long task because we always have a lot of songs to do. You know, so I have at least 5 to 10 songs that I know that it would be good to record like while he's here. You know what I mean? So, but we want to get all the right ones done now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know that one that you had on your snap, bro. The one that I did that hook to. I want to do that over at DC studio, bro, because I know that would sound fire.
Wait, you talking about the.
Being honest.
We can do that for sure.
I'm all
yeah,
you still. Daryl's
got a good ear.
I never finished.
He does have a good ear. You know what I mean? And honestly, people like tell us to like, you know, experiment with different like different producers, and that's cool to do. But it's like, we've been in DC for so long, it's like we feel like he has, like, you know,
DC just kinda knows kind of how we're supposed to sound,
you know,
man.
Oh, yeah, DC knows our sound.
He's got a great ear. He's got a good, he knows what's good. Mm-hmm. Like, he recorded Lawrence LaRusso, my other buddy's band, and just, it's even with them, like, it's just not, like, he's like that with everybody, you know, right. he understands
right.
what you're going for, I think, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's very good at that.
Yeah, for sure, like, I can hit DC up for
I think it's because he's actually done a lot of each kind of genre, you know what I mean?
He used
to rap a little bit, he used to, like, be in a rock band, you know what I mean? He used to heavy metal, he does still do a lot of stuff, like, he said he used to do heavy metal, and I was like, you used to do a heavy metal band, bro? Like, what?
Yeah,
like,
look at the hairstyles, bro.
Like, he does everything. I love it though. He's great. Yeah, he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact
he out there living life, going to Disney World with a family and whatnot. I actually got
DC on a guitar solo for me on a song, and I'm about to put it out. Yeah, it's on my next mixtape. He actually did a guitar solo for me on the intro.
Yeah, he's a good one to do one.
Yeah, he's great, man. Great man. He can do anything you want to do, man.
That's good, man. That's good. Well, I'm glad y'all are doing shit like that, man. That's cool. But yeah, and I like to record my shit by myself. Mm. But I mean, I'm breaking down and going to the studio instead of like just doing that out of, you know, right. like, no, I'm like breaking down, and I was like, okay, well, I'll go record these songs over there.
Yeah.
And get different recordings of them just to get a better, I don't know.
Hey, man, if you need somebody to mix your songs that you record by yourself, DC charges $20 a song to mix
your custom. DC's actually, I don't know if I should say, well, it doesn't matter. He actually offered me to run the podcast out of the studio.
What? That would have been dope. And
you do that at least
the only reason I didn't do that is just because of the location of where
everybody's used to.
Well, here, I mean, like the location where everybody's used to coming.
Yeah.
And plus, the set looks the same. Every time I like that, like consistency. You know, I like the way the viewers see the set.
Right.
Yeah.
And
if you want to change it, it'll be the right time.
And I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that. I told him that whenever we talked about it, I was like, you know, I'm not saying that this isn't a possibility for, you know,
future. Sure.
100%. But I just think at the point that I'm at right now.
Mm.
Like maybe another year or so.
I feel like when you get bigger, that's when you take the opportunity. Yes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because then you're like, get more guests, you know what I mean? Yeah. Stuff like that. Like, but,
and plus, I don't want to inconvenience anybody if it's not worth it at the point at that time. You know, I don't want to inconvenience him. I know he's got other shit to do. I don't want to, you know, inconvenience him for just my little podcast until I get to the point. You know, I mean,
I think it's banging.
Another 100 or something episodes, and you know, I'll probably be to the point where I will go somewhere to, right, you know,
expand a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's dope, man. You're doing some good work.
I think that would be a smart thing to do for, because I didn't realize I've the podcast I've got coming up after this.
Mm-hmm.
Is with the Voices of Misery, and they're out of Myrtle Beach as well.
Really?
And there's another podcast guy, Couch on Fire podcast. I got a sticker somewhere on one of these computers. Couch on Fire podcast.
Oh, it's right there, Brent.
He's a great kid too, or kid, I say, he's my age. Great guy too. And he's doing podcasts out of the area. I've had him in here, and I didn't realize there were that many people that did podcasts in the area. So if there were like a podcast studio.
Oh man.
Because I know, like,
so dope.
All the comedians that the comedians podcast that I listen to, like, mm-hmm. a lot of those guys will record at like the All Things Comedy Podcast Center, like Bill Burr's comedy group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They record all the shit at this one studio, and
that'd be so dope.
That would be so fucking awesome if you could.
That'd be great. That'd be
a smart thing for Daryl's in a spot where
the connections would be amazing, like, because somebody will have on their podcast that you probably wouldn't know about, you know what I mean? And then you
meet it would only grow the network.
It would grow so much.
Yeah,
so yeah, it'd be great for the whole community. Honestly, I think it's something you should look into, man.
It's time for y'all to start that GTOD cast.
Donovan's been trying.
Yeah, we already said that. Donovan wants to do skits. Like he wants to do skits and everything, bro. Because like we could make some.
We actually want to do a. We actually want to do a gaming channel too. We want to start our gaming YouTube channel.
Yeah, League.
Yeah, because we. Because
believe it or not, well, we play League of Legends. He doesn't really know much about it.
But he plays like Madden and 2K and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So we can like we want to like because that and that's what we do when we're not making music. We like to chill and play video games. You know what I mean? Like so
you want to grow your subscribers, do that live on your channel.
See?
1,000%. Yeah. Download OBS on a laptop. See? And do that shit live on your channel. Mm-hmm. Do anything. Bro, right. The way I got most of the subscribers I got right now is just going live and playing my guitar and talking to these people while I'm just finger picking guitar and shit.
Right.
That's 1,000%, dude.
We got.
Sorry, do that. Man. Go live, man. Right. Don't care. Don't care.
Right.
Don't,
no, we don't matter. Don't already.
The thing is about that is like Donovan plays League and he's actually like so good. Like he's really nice. Really, really, really nice.
Like I'm probably honestly the worst League player. I'm good though, man. But
me and you probably even honestly. But,
yeah. I'm bad too. I'm the worst.
Well, yeah. Cause
oh, listen, look at
dude,
you guys.
I used to be trash, dude.
No, arguing about his words.
I was terrible at that game, bro. Like, I'll never forget my first game of League because I knew nothing about it, bro. Like, you know about it? Like, yeah, the towers and shit like that? You don't know nothing about it?
I don't know video games, man.
You gotta watch YouTube videos, bro. It's like.
It's basically like, hey, you gotta try to, like.
Everywhere.
You gotta try to, like, you know, take over the other person's base or some shit. But, like, along the way, you gotta fight these towers that shoot shit at you, bro. Mm-hmm. But, like, the first time I was playing the game, I knew nothing about it, though. I just, like, picked my dude and started running through the jungle, and I came across this tower, and, like, it hit me twice, and I died, bro. And that was my first fucking game, and I was like, yo, fuck
this dude,
shit.
I don't know anything about that.
Man, you'll love it, I promise.
But still, like I said, if you, it doesn't matter what you do, right. And you won't be able to go live on your phones until you've got 1,000 subscribers.
That's right.
But you can get any computer, you can download OBS.
Really?
Open broadcasting software. That's what I use to go live when it's just me.
Gotcha.
It can use your camera on your. It's just like Skype that goes live on YouTube for
you.
That's dope. And like, I mean, I can show you how to set the shit up. It's simple. All you got to do is go live and chat with your people. Like talk. Just go live. Share that shit out on every social media thing you got. I'm live right now.
Right.
And any time people can turn something on that they can watch on TV or on their phones and hear their name spoken, like if you're talking to them in the chat room, they love that.
They're going
to
enjoy the communication.
People really will enjoy that.
I mean, that's what we got Spencer for, though, man. It's nothing against Spencer to come
right and download
set all that stuff up,
right.
Man.
We got to do it, man. We got to do it.
And for me, it's like just like my friends, just like my family here, because I don't never go no fucking where. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting in the fucking home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to communicate with people. With them, like, yeah. I feel like I'm sitting at a table with all these people, except I'm by myself in my comfort zone.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing, probably.
For me, that's what's the most important part.
That's the most important thing, yeah. It has to be dope.
Yeah, go live on that shit.
I'm still going to do it, for sure.
Do those Twitch channels. Do all that shit.
I'm still going to do it, man. I've been thinking about it for a minute now. And I'm going to start... I still got t-shirts in the making, too. T-shirts is coming soon, for sure.
My brother is making t-shirts right now, bro. They got the machine and everything, bro.
My mom has one, too. My mom just got the...
we got to start doing this, though, man.
She got an embroidery machine and, like, a press machine. She got all kind of shit, man. You can make hats and everything, though.
Yeah, there's the embroidery machine with the hats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Adam Justice is in the band with me, Cornbread with me. He does that. Really? He owns Surf Signs and Designs. He does the t-shirts, the stickers.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into all that. Trying to get the business mindset.
Dude, there's a lot of demand.
I want to go back to school and everything, honestly. I want to go back to school for marketing, I think.
Dude, just watch YouTube videos, man.
Yeah, don't waste your
money. I ain't trying to tell the kids of America not to go to college. Like, don't fucking pin that shit on me. But
pin that shit on me.
Yeah, don't pin that shit on me.
That's not my fault.
But,
listen, kids. School.
But
I'm doing it.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth though, man. Like, be perfectly fucking honest. Like, most people just go to college to learn how to fuck. And
college was an experience, man. That shit was dope.
That's part of it.
And party. Learn how to fucking party in college, and that's all there is. And
for connections, though, I want to go for connections too.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. That'll give you that. Yeah. I will give you that. Like if you go there, that does solidify or like legitimize.
I feel like
what
college
you're trying to do.
It's like the only place that you get in trouble for like being an adult, but they tell you you're an adult in college, though. And you don't understand that unless you're actually there, bro. Like, oh, you're an adult now. You know, we won't treat you like an adult. It's like, all right. So when you talk to them like adults, you know, you get son. You know, you get treated like a kid. Like, yo, we're not adults then. Like, yo, don't even try to, you know, don't try to do that.
Shit, Antonio Brown's about to be back in that shit.
Right, in college again.
You see that?
He's going back to college?
Yeah, he literally re-enrolled in Central Michigan this morning.
What?
I swear to God. Yeah.
He about to have most fun of his life.
Antonio Brown, he just re-enrolled
and go into classes at Central Michigan. Can you imagine that? Going to class at Central Michigan, just walking in one day, sitting in your usual seat.
Antonio Brown, looking like your dad. I'd be Cincinnati.
Like,
bro, the
fuck? Just sits next to you. Like, what the?
Jesus.
Man, you back, bro?
I was out there, man. How was it? Y'all let me know. I've been nowhere, man.
You trying out for the team? We need you, yo. We need you.
Buying the freshman liquor.
Buying the freshman liquor and shit.
Throwing Project X Party at his mansion and stuff right? Like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. I wonder what he's gonna do though, man. Like for real.
I feel like, but nah. Honestly, about Antonio Brown, I feel like that's kind of messed up how they did him, man. I think it was a setup.
Everything was a setup.
I mean,
the Patriots told them to get kicked off the Raiders and all that bull crap because they told them that they were gonna grab him after all that. So they were just like,
nah. I don't know.
Do the most. Get kicked off the team. Do whatever you can.
I don't know
to get
about the Raiders
the team,
though. I don't know about that part. But the part about the accusations after about winging out on the Patriots, like that's kind of sketchy.
He always wanted to get on the Patriots.
Yeah, that's kind of sketchy to me. How
everybody in the league wants to catch Tom Brady's
right.
passes. Everybody in the league wants that.
But like,
and he got one.
Got one catch. Right. But yeah, like
one touchdown as a Patriot.
But like I feel like that was so sketchy, like how like he leaves the Raiders, like does all that extra stuff to leave the Raiders, right? Gets signed to a team to probably win a championship, and then he gets accused of the accusation he's accused of, like, and then he gets accused of, like, when it happened, like 2008 type stuff, right? Like,
right.
Like old stuff.
But
like,
they probably were just trying to find any way that they could to get him off that team, because the Patriots were already stacked.
And they were looking for a reason. Right,
yeah, like, this isn't fair.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, man. This situation. I remember this situation similar with Terrell Owens back in
I remember that same thing, dude. You're right. He went to the Cowboys.
Yeah, this whole, and I said, I swear to God, the only team that he'll that
from the Eagles to the Cowboys right is what now, happened, right? Is that what happened from the Eagles to the Cowboys?
I can't remember.
I swear it was the Eagles to the Cowboys.
But either way, like, I just remember this situation going down where it was more about the situation than it was about the game. Yeah. And that's what all the coaches are talking about. That's what Belichick's talking about. He says, you want to ask me questions about the game?
Right.
We ain't talking about practice.
Right, exactly.
You ask me questions about the game, I'll answer all those questions. But I don't know. It's too much personal shit. See, this is the whole issue with everybody knowing everything all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that everybody's going to know everything all the time. And I'm sorry, if somebody is just, you walk out of your house with the understanding that everybody is going to see everything that you do, then you have to, be a little smarter about things, right?
You gotta be aware, yeah. But see, when you a nigga that don't do shit in the first place, you know, good.
I hear that.
I think that people also like get to that point and like do the most to stay at that point. You know what I mean? Like, but like, I've always told myself, like, if I run into some money, man, I'm not changing much. Like, the only thing that really changes is probably where I'm living.
Only people that'll know is the people I owe.
Yep.
It's right. The only people that know the people I owe.
I'm not changing much, man. You don't have to change much, you know? Like, to me, as long as my mom, my pops, and everybody don't have to work again,
yeah,
I'm good. Like, you know, like, I'm straight. As long as that's straight to where my brother can not, you know, I mean, we don't have to worry about a job, you know, stuff like that. I'm straight. I'm cool.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah.
That's a good way to think about it.
For real.
Well, fellas, it's a little bit past that 8 o'clock hour. We got another couple minutes left. What up, Will Ness? Man, this motherfucker. Hey, my boy, Will. I forgot. I'm glad I see you in there now. I'll give you a wrench, Will. I told him, man, I'm going to have you boys in there. He's like, man, they're coming to the house tomorrow to hang out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, we'll be there tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We'll be there tomorrow. Will's good, man. Got them strong pipes.
Not a bad songwriter. Hey,
we've known Will since high school, man.
Yeah, I played ball with him, bro. Treble ball, man, and everything. Yeah.
That's what he was saying. When he did a podcast with me not long ago.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that one. Hell yeah, he sent me the link.
I got to watch it.
Hell yeah, man. But that being said, so y'all are going to be releasing some new music coming out. Where is all of that stuff going to be available? Do y'all have, you'll be sharing it on all your social medias?
The tape that I have dropping soon, I'm going to say this right now. The thing is with my tape is that I'm trying to record so many songs. Like, I'm trying to record X amount of songs, right, and sit down and listen to all those songs and debate which ones I want to put on it. You know what I mean? That's how I want to do this process, so... It's going to take me about another month or two. But
I'm about to just pull a mat, bro, and just drop
go
back to back.
But I know mine's going to be everywhere, like iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, SoundCloud, wherever you want to find music at, Google it. You can type in it in Google, and you'll find it everywhere. You can do that. It's going to be everywhere. And I'll make sure to let Kelsey know when it's coming out so he can.
I'm gonna get a link to y'all's SoundCloud, the Trippy Gang, and put that in the description.
That's where you'll find all of our music. Like, no matter what.
Oh yeah, everything you'll find over there.
Everything on the
everything
SoundCloud.
Everything, boy.
Everything on the SoundCloud.
I drop all my music personally. I drop everything that I drop on SoundCloud. On my SoundCloud, which is just Trippy Truth, no space.
And we repost all of that.
Yeah, yeah. We each have our individual.
All have our individual SoundClouds. But
everything that I drop that has to do with me will always be on my page. And then every now and then I'll drop something on like Apple Music, iTunes, and Spotify and all that. Yeah. But majority of everything is on SoundCloud.
And look out for Roar. Diddy's dropping that ASAP. So that should be everywhere. iTunes, Apple Diddy, Music, SoundCloud. He says that should be dropped within the next week or so. So really soon. Really, really soon.
Well, hell yeah, fellas.
Maybe next week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let me. Music video coming. Oh. Hopefully October. Well, I don't even know.
Go listen to that Trippy Bruh. Second week of October. If I haven't heard Trippy Bruh yet, go listen to
that. My homeboy Hayes is shooting it. Millie Hayes. Shout out to Hayes.
Is Trippy Bruh the latest thing we put out? Like on the Trippy game Bruh? Page?
I think so, yeah.
Go listen to Trippy Bruh. That's the latest thing we put out. It's a tape with me and Lil Big Bruh right here.
Is that on the SoundCloud?
It's on SoundCloud.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually,
some good music.
It's on the Spotlight slate. So one of the first things you'll see is Trippy Bruh mixtape up there.
Yeah, I don't... I've dropped a lot of shit this year. I dropped Letters from My Mom's Garage to Love and Hip Hop. Fucking, what else, bro?
We dropped 420.
420. Fucking shit. I've dropped a lot of shit. Just go check out my SoundCloud page. Check out the Cloudy video.
Check out all of those videos, man.
Yeah. And make sure if y'all got somebody that would like our music, you think that you guys like the music, hit the subscribe button. Share the shit. Because we will drop more and more and more and more stuff as much as we see those subscribers go. I promise you, you'll never stop hearing from us. You're gonna love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's how you got to do it, man.
Yes, sir.
Just keep listening to that content. All right, that being said, just in case you skated past all this stuff in the very beginning, please go to mistuffpodcast.com, go to youtube.com and type in Kelsey Hudgens, click subscribe on that page. Same thing for the Trippy Truth GTOD, which in the description of this video, there are links to their YouTube page and SoundCloud page. Follow on both pages. And
that's the camera, right?
Do all of that. Yep.
Follow.
Hey, flex on them, guys. Hit that GTOD right there, man.
Man, I'm dark. They ain't gonna see this joint, bro.
Hit that link.
Oh man. But yes, do that. All of those things. Follow if you want to follow me on social media at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, Facebook at Yonder Wizard on Instagram, MI Stuff Podcast, the number one on Twitter, MI Stuff Podcast on all the other things. And I haven't really been using that one much. I use my personal shit the most. So if you want to keep up with me the most, do that. And you want to hit those social media tags one more
time? Social media, Lil Big Bruh _ between each one of those, bro. Twitter, Ball in the Dream. Facebook, Quan V. Russell. I put my real name out there, bro. You already know.
Damn. On Instagram, you can follow me at Trippy Vinny. Just Trippy Vinny all together. On Twitter, you can follow me at Trip with Vinny. But other than that, I'm good, man. We all good.
Yeah, me, it's just Truth CCU 52, all lowercase, no caps. Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll be on a lot of shit.
Follow social media, man. Gang pages, gang Twitter. Do we even still use that, bro?
Nah. Like I said, I know nothing
about on Instagram. On Instagram, follow Trippy Gang GTOD _. That's what we use more.
And that's the one that's on the screen the right now.
You'll see like a Trippy Gang with the white background around it.
It's just the word we use the most right now.
And I got that one on the screen. I think
Twitter and stuff will come later, but right now our YouTube and Instagram.
Point at the link, man. It'll be delayed, so we can't even like point at the link.
It's there.
But it's there.
It's there. But anyway, good follow on all the social media. That's where you can find them. Stay tuned for all the other shit going on.
What's Donovan's Instagram? Donovan's Instagram is King Antonio.
You sure? His Instagram is that?
Yeah, his Instagram.
I feel bad. I don't know this.
I'm pretty sure it's King Antonio.
Isn't his Instagram just Diddy Houston?
I'm about to pull it up right now because I don't want to do my nigga like that.
I'm surprised I knew him.
Follow Diddy Houston on Instagram. It's Diddy Houston.
Yeah. I thought so.
His old one, I think his old Instagram is the King Antonio.
That's it, though. We good.
Hell yeah. Follow all that shit on the Instagram. Follow all that shit on the Twitter. Follow all that shit on the YouTube. Follow all that shit all over the place.
Write it down if you got to.
Follow everything. Yeah. And in a world full of shitty people, don't go be one of those people. Be a good person. It ain't that fucking hard. It ain't that fucking hard. All right, audio folks.
Challenge.
Peace, bitches.